Welcome to what I call Lightning Round, games to play with guests on my show. A little short behind-the-scenes extra for those of you who enjoy the questionnaires. On the line today, we have the ever-enjoyable Mr. Rex Ryder.
Hello. I'm still here.
Just. So today's game is something I like to call cultural definitions. So Rex and I have prepared a list of 10 Irish and Canadian words or phrases to read to one another, and the other person has to guess the definition. We will spell them first so you can play along at home. And so it's 1 point, one full point if you guess it on the first try, 0.5 if you guess it on the second try, and 0 if it takes 3 or more tries.
I would have to say that obviously because I lived in Yorkshire for a while, most of my words to define are actually more Yorkshire-based than Irish-based.
Okay, so do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Your show, you go first.
The first word is deek. The spelling is D-E-K-E.
Deek.
Deek. Prepare to lose,
I'm just the most confused face right now. I've got no idea what the hell that is.
Well, yeah, that's,
we're not allowed to,
that's the point. It's
literally just a case of, okay, here's a random word. What are you doing? Is it another name for a river? River.
No.
No. No. Oh, no. Is it as bad as the toque, which is essentially just a beanie, just with a different name? Is it like that?
No.
No.
No. How about this? It's an action.
I'm still not the wiser. This is a terrible idea, Penny. This is terrible. Because basically it's like, oh no, let's take a smart man and make him look foolish. Yeah. That's fine.
That was my
went, is it a river? No. Oh, I already went for that. It's an action. Yeah. Oh, do you deek somebody then?
Yeah. What does
you
that
deek someone?
What
right.
does that mean? Come on, you have 0.5 you could still get.
I won't get it.
I'll give you one other hint. Hockey.
Is it? Oh, is it? Like putting the puck right between the legs, like a nutmeg type thing.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you because it means to physically outmaneuver an opponent.
So, what is parky? P A R K Y.
Parky. Being sick.
No. You're on to the 0.5, so you can't have a clue if you want one.
It's not a place.
It's not about a place. Does that count as a clue?
Nope.
No. It's not a place. It is more a state of being.
Drunk.
No.
Happy.
No, that's the third guess. You're still a nothing. Go on, you can keep going if you want some more.
Embarrassed? Confused?
No.
Angry?
No, you're going far too emotional-based. Think more physical.
I need another hint. I know that I'm not getting any points, but...
Wait. What would you have to be to definitely have to wear your toque?
Cold. Cold?
Parky is cold.
Oh, I'm writing these down.
It's parky out. It's cold outside.
Oh, like you need a parka.
Well, it's parky, but yeah, kind of like that.
No, it's parky, so you need a parka.
Yeah. If you want to do it like that, that's what.
That makes sense. I shouldn't have given you the 0.5. Garburator.
What?
Garburator
or carburator?
G-A-R-B-U-R-A-T-O-R. Garburator.
It like a carburetor.
No. That's one. That's one. You only have 0.5 now, pal.
Can I have a clue then?
Yeah. Kitchen.
Is it one of those weird sort of garbage disposal things in the sink?
Yeah. Yeah. Good job.
Oh.
Damn it. You're doing really well.
We don't have those things over here at all.
I know you don't. Because you care about the environment. We don't, apparently.
We don't have that over here. So it's like, I think the first time I ever saw that when I was younger was in the movie Small Soldiers, where he stuck one of the soldiers in it and he started getting destroyed by a sink. And I was like, what the fuck kind of sink have they got over there? So what the hell is this?
My biggest fear was sticking my hand down that to, like, grab a spoon, and then it spinning back on and chopping my fingers off. To this day, exactly. I will not stick my hand down.
Why the hell would we have an instrument of child maiming in a kitchen like that?
Convenience.
That would help.
Alright, you're next.
No,
one.
You know, it's... Okay, so this is going to be really... This is easy.
Okay.
Really. What is the definition of a cock-up?
A fuck-up.
Oh, no, I said cock-up.
Wait, spell it.
C-O-C-K-U-P.
Okay. Yeah, cock-up. It's like a fuck-up when you screw up.
It is.
It yeah! Is like I get a full point! Point!
Yes!
Yes. I thought you just misheard me to begin with. Yeah, it's pretty much that thing. Oh, I cocked this up or I cocked that up.
I remember that. I've heard that expression.
Because Yorkshire just really likes to use the word cock over and over again.
Right. You ready? Click.
Clink.
No, click. C-L-I-C-K. Or it can be spelled K-L-I-C-K.
I don't have a clue.
It's a unit of measurement.
I think I've heard this before, but I don't know the exact measurement. It's literally, you just go 3 clicks down the block and that way. That kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You kind of get the right by saying unit of measurement. I will take the 0.5 because that was too much of a hint.
Yeah, it was. But it stands for kilometers.
What?
Slang term for kilometer. Click.
Click.
I go over 50 clicks away.
To be fair, we just literally say kilometer. If we ever use that, because normally we still use miles.
I was going to say, you guys use miles.
Still use miles.
Damn it.
This is where I got confused, because my next one for you is clink.
Clink?
K-L-I-N-K.
That's prison.
It is, in the clink, yeah.
I'm so good at this game!
Not going to give you easy ones then.
No, those were really hard. Please continue with those kind. Eve troughs.
Eve troughs?
Eaves troughs. You want spelling?
Is that the same as eavesdropping?
No. No.
Listening to people.
E-A-V-E-S space T-R-O-U-G-H-S.
Is that the gutter on your head?
Yes! Damn it! You're so fucking proud of yourself.
I literally fist bumped for that as well. Quick. Yeah. What is chuddy? C-H-U-D-D-Y.
Chuddy?
Chuddy, yeah.
Chuddy. Funny?
Nope. You like a clue?
Yeah.
It's a type of foodstuff.
Is it a chocolate bar?
Nope. Do you want the answer or do you want to try and guess again?
I want to try and guess again. Is it a fish?
Nope.
Fuck off! Don't laugh at me!
It's a food stuff that stays in your mouth for a while.
It's gum!
It is, it's chewing gum.
Chewing gum, like... Oh. Now you have 2.5 and I only have 2. This is bullshit. I gave you all easy ones now. 2-4.
Sure.
I did, I gave you all easy ones because I felt like my other ones were too hard. 2-4. Like 2-4.
2-4.
Yeah.
Would like a 2x4, like a piece of wood.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, go on then.
No.
Go on then.
No!
2-4.
2-4. Like T-W-O-F-O-U-R. 2-4.
2-4.
Mm-hmm.
As separate numbers, not like 24.
Yeah, no.
I'm just double checking. I don't know. I don't know how Canadians use numbers.
I call them a 2-for sometimes.
Like buy one, get one free. No. That's how normally we'd use the phrase 2-for. Oh, 2-for this.
Sadly, you're now on 0.
What?
You're on 0. That was your second guess.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Go on then.
Give you a hint. Alcohol.
This isn't like a fucking pack of beer or whichever, and it's called a 2-4 because it's 2 rows of 4, so it's like a pack of eight.
No, but you're close. It's a case of 24 beers.
So what's fucking 24?
Oh, 24 beers!
No, I said, 2-4. Oh, not like 24. And you said no, but the actual answer was yes. So the Canadians don't know how to use fucking numbers. You know what? I'm taking a moral fucking point for that. Right, genuinely outright asked. 2-4 was like 24. And you said no.
But
you directly said no. That is misdirection, right?
But
no, nah. I'm having a moral point for that. Whatever score you give me at the end of this, I'm adding one to it. Because no.
No,
God. That was perjury. Perjury, Ken. Perjury.
Because it's not spelled like 24.
You ready for your next one?
Yes.
Yeah?
Can't go.
Okay. Some of these are a bit easy. What is the definition of the word bray? B-R-A-Y.
To laugh really loud.
Nope. Well, that's the sound of a donkey. But no.
Technically, that's correct. Technically,
not what it means in this particular sense. That's the whole point of like slang phrases and stuff.
Yeah,
not necessarily what everybody else thinks it might mean.
Yeah,
like everybody else would say, oh, look, here's 24 things. Let's say it's 24. No, 2-4. Eh?
You're going to be mad about that forever.
What do you mean I'm gone?
Okay.
Dear listeners, did I or did I not say like 24 and she said no? That is basically lying to me.
That's not lying.
It is.
Doesn't count. Okay. Like a braid?
What?
Oh no, you guys say
like a...
No, never mind. You say
plaid. Ah.
No, you say plaid. Oh. I want a clue. No, that was my first guess. I get 0.5 now. What's my clue?
No, your first guess was the laughter, and then you just said like a hair braid. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't get a clue, so technically it doesn't count yet.
Well, you went straight for it. You didn't wait for the clue. Well, give him a clue now, but he can have the zero.
You're such a stickler, and I hate that about you.
You look so grumpy. It's an action that you do to somebody else.
Punch?
Yeah. Punching, fighting, hitting, I'll bray you. It's basically, it's like a threat that you go.
I think I should get the 0.5 because I forgot that I had already said one.
Nope.
Your word is pogey.
What?
P-O-G-E-Y. My grandma used to use this term, pogey.
Is it actually a real word or just something that just your grandma used to say and nobody else knows?
No. I checked on Google to make sure.
Only two things come to my mind and I think both of them are wrong, so.
Oh, good. Then zero.
I'm assuming that it has nothing to do with the Irish word pogue.
I don't actually know what the Irish word pogue is. Like, I've heard of it, but I don't know what that means. No, you can't use it as your next word.
No.
No,
don't. You know what I mean, that's fine. But, part of me wants to say, is it just a hoagie spelled wrong? But I know that's the wrong answer, so I'm not even giving that as a guess. Pogie, is it a weird face that you pull? Give me a clue.
Government.
So is pogie derived from an acronym?
I don't think so.
Is it just another name for a politician then?
No.
Then?
No. You lose.
What is it?
It's unemployment, like welfare. That's what pogie is.
Oh. Well, pogie is a name for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, next word, Penny.
All right.
Oh.
No, fuck off! Are you serious?
Yeah.
P-O-G-U-E?
Yeah.
Is it like someone from a specific place?
It isn't. Hint? Okay. It's an action.
Okay.
It's a type of action you could take.
Kiss? Yes?
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah. It's right from the fairly popular Irish phrase, Pogue Mahone, which essentially means kiss my arse.
Oh, for real? Pogue Mahone?
Yeah. It's also Mahone. Where the Pogues got their name from.
So it's Pogue Mahone is kiss my ass?
Pogue Mahone.
Pogue Mahone. I'm going to say that a lot now. Okay. I like that. All right. Humidex.
What?
Humidex. You want me to spell it?
Yeah.
H-U-M-I-D-E-X.
That sounds like a terrible name for some sort of fan-based company.
I could see that.
It's not like some sort of FedEx derivative or in...
Nope.
No. To be fair, how could? What would deliver? Humility. Humid X, there you go, have some humidity. I definitely need a clue.
Okay, measurement.
Is it the humidity index?
Yeah. Pretty good, pretty good. Alright, see, I gave you a good one.
I would like you to give me the definition of the word flummox.
Flummox?
Yeah.
That's when you're confused.
It is.
Yeah. This one, you might have it. You actually might have it over where you are. Keener? Mm-hmm. As a teacher, you would know this.
Spell how you're spelling that.
K-E-E-N-E-R.
Well, I don't know if your definition matches mine.
Okay.
Because mine or the definition that we've ever used for keener is literally the person that is far too fucking keen for everything and literally always volunteers, always does whatever else, and basically the annoying little shoy.
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Yeah. You got full points. And I figure as a teacher, you probably have a bunch of keeners. I was a keener in school.
I have at least one in every single class.
There is. There's always one.
Where I've got like five and they just all have this massive competition with each other. It's great. Okay. What is the definition of the word gob?
Gob? Like G-O-B?
Gob. G-A-W-P.
Is it like gawking? Like...
I'll give you that one.
Yes! Yes! What is
it? It's literally like staring at somebody.
Yeah, that's gawking.
Yeah. What are you gawking at?
Yeah, we say, what are you gawking at?
Mm-hmm.
We're not so different, are we? So many of our words are the same. Keener and gawk. Okay. All dressed.
That's a...
Oh no, you
that's a seafood reference. Is it lobster? Is it lobster reference and how you get it? Is it lobster? It is a food-based thing. You order something all dressed. You order a food all dressed.
So what do you think that would mean if something was all dressed?
Comes with all the trimming?
Like all the garnishes. Yep, you get 0.5 for that.
Wait, what?
You get 0.5. You thought it was seafood. What? That was your first.
No, my first thing was that's how you order seafood.
Fuck off, you cheater! You also then said, it's lobster, isn't it? That's a guess. You get 0.5.
What is the definition of the word mitering?
Well, how do you spell it?
M-I-T.
Okay.
H-E-R-I-N-G.
Is it like when you're really cheap and you won't spend money? Spend money?
Nope.
Okay, hint, please.
A hint.
A clue.
I don't actually know how to give a hint for this one.
Then I get a new word and a new score altogether.
Hang on. Come up with a hint. It's a type of reaction that you get from things.
Amused?
No, I'm afraid not.
What is it?
You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's when something really bothers you.
Like right now. I'm mithered.
Like right now. It's like literally, the word mithering was really mithering you.
Yeah, it was mithering me. This is bullshit.
That's what it is. It's, yeah. Okay, so by my count, this should be...
This is the last word.
One. Ooh, go on then.
All right, you ready? I'm trying to decide. I have two words. You know, I'll end on a nice one. Turf out.
Turf out?
Yeah.
Get kicked out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
You should end on something nice for me, then.
Well, I am, because this one actually has two different meanings.
Okay.
It's basically a slang word with two different meanings. I've actually written the one that I mean down. So...
What if I guess the other one?
The one that I've written down.
But what if I guess the other one? That should be a point two.
Well, 0.5, you never know.
Woo!
What's the definition of the word lug?
Lug?
Lug. L-U-G. Lug.
Okay, well, there's two terms that spring to mind, so I get to say both terms, and if one of them's right, I get full points.
One of them is your first guess, one of them is your second
guess. No, that's not fair! There's too many variables, Rex. No.
Whoa. Too many variables? What? Two.
Two? But just, come on, it's my last one. It's the last one.
I've written it down, so obviously no. I can't cheat.
It's the last one, come on.
Exactly, so you got two. It's 50-50, come
on. That's not fair!
Any 50-50, what do we do?
Lug means carry. No, fuck you! It is! That's the second definition. That's the second definition, is it not?
What's the
definition? Is it not? It is.
To lug
is
to carry something
around. To lug is to carry something around.
What's the definition that I wrote down, though?
Like you big lug. Like a dorky guy.
No! No, not even that either!
What?
Zero!
Fuck off! I'm taking 0.5.
No,
I'm taking 0.5.
No,
yeah!
No, no.
Taking it.
Okay, you can take 0.5. One more guess. What is the definition I've got written down for lug?
Well, I get a clue then.
It is a body part.
Lug? I need to know if it's a body part on boys and girls.
It is a body part on almost all mammals. It's more evident on some mammals than it is on others.
Lung? Lung?
What?
Lung? Oh, wait, I'm not even talking.
A lung?
Nope.
Did you just say
no,
a lung?
No, I didn't. I was thinking.
How
like,
often
I said,
mammal?
I said, and I was thinking. Like,
You said lung.
I didn't.
You said lung.
No,
because obviously you look at all the creatures and you can see their lungs.
No, I meant
away.
To say leg.
Okay, you're still wrong.
Fuck. What is it?
It is the
it's
ear.
It's not your ear.
Your ear. As in the phrase, clean out your lug holes.
Your what?
Clean out your ears.
Your lug?
Clean out your lug holes.
Lug holes?
Lug holes. That's ear holes.
That's cute.
Clean out your ear. It is the ear. I've actually not actually kept score of what...
I have.
What
you
I got
beat me by half a point.
You got, according to this, you got 4.5.
What? I got 5. I got cock up, I got clink. I got Pogue, I got Flummox, I got Gop, and I got Lug.
Pogue you got on the second try.
Yeah.
Pogue's a 0.5.
Yeah.
So you got Flummox, Gop, Cock Up, and Clink. That's 4.
And then
Pogue is your 5.
And then Lug, and then you add them, and then there's 5.
Didn't get Lug.
I did get Lug, because Lug means carry. No, I did.
No, I literally said it has to be the one that all you've written down.
That's bullshit.
Well, I did say if you could have guessed it on the third try, you could have had a 0.5. So you could have had 5. But you had 4.5.
No, I still maintain that I have 5.
Okay, so you can morally take a 5.
Yes.
But you got a point. But you got 4.5.
But I morally took a 5. You got a 5.51.
5.51?
Yeah, you got the 1 point for the half, like the 0.01 point. For your moral high ground.
I was taking a full point for that.
Fuck off! No!
No, morally, I will take an extra point. So I've got 5.5, you've got 4.5. So what we've established is that I'm above average and you're below average.
This is bullshit!